It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. It's a great day to listen, really great day to listen, because we've got a great show this today planned. And, you know, I thank everyone for all the great questions you send in to us and for the emails. And talking about emails, I received an email a few weeks ago from a listener that I'd like to share today. I've been saving this one up.
It's a good one.
It says, thank you so much for your show, listening, Dishing Up Nutrition. I've tried listening to you every Saturday, and since I started listening, my health has improved so much. I have lost 78 pounds by just eating the foods you suggest. I feel so much better. My blood pressure is now normal. My cholesterol level is in the normal range. My aches and pains are gone, and best of all, I have energy. Thanks so much. Please continue giving us great information. So I really thank that person for sending in the email, and I do appreciate hearing that we're really making a difference. And that's what this show is all about. It's an education. It's going to make a difference in people's health. And today, our co-host is Christina Swigert. She is been hanging around for 5-6 years now. She's a licensed nutritionist, and she knows a lot about our topic today, don't you, Christina?
I believe I do. Well, thank you, Dar. And today we are going to be talking about maybe a different way to look at metabolism. And since being at Nutritional Weight and Wellness for the past 6 years, I've really worked with hundreds of people who really their main goal is to improve their metabolism and lose weight.
You know, Christina's struggling just a little bit with her voice today. Well, that's because she never gets to rest.
Right.
She's either teaching or seeing clients, or, you know, she's got two small kids, and you never rest your voice with two small kids,
no,
do
no.
you? So kind of when we thought about this show today, we wanted to give you some new thoughts about metabolism. New thoughts.
Right. We've talked a lot about metabolism, and I think we've talked a lot about how processed carbohydrates and sugar slow metabolism. So the cereals, the bagels, the pop, and the chips, how all of those are going to slow down your metabolism.
And, you know, we've talked a lot about trans fats. You know, trans fats are found in commercial muffins, cookies, healthy choice, smart ones, and, of course, margarine. And every one of those, every time you eat that, you slow your metabolism.
Right. But today we're going to kind of talk about something a little different. Another link that we find really does slow your metabolism, and that is looking at environmental toxins.
So since the turn of the century, you know, since the 20th century, there's been 80,000 new chemicals that have been introduced, and honestly, most have not been tested for safety. Think about it, 80,000 chemicals.
Right.
In a short time,
yeah.
Really.
And they always kind of tell us, oh, there's such and such safe level, so you don't have to worry about it. But there hasn't been good research on a lot of those things.
Absolutely not.
And there's actually a study that was done in Michigan, and they found DDT residue in more than 70% of the four-year-olds. So a lot of people might be wondering, how did these four-year-olds become exposed? And really, for a lot of them, it was probably through their mother's milk. And other people and might be asking, what is DDT?
I think, you know, that's another thing. Like, you know, probably, I remember it, you know, because
right.
I grew up on a farm.
And I've read about it in a lot of nutrition things, but probably outside of that, I wouldn't have been too familiar with it.
Yes, exactly.
And I would fall into that bracket of under 35. So I think people under 35 don't realize that it was a very dangerous pesticide that has been really linked to an increase in cancer.
So then you start to say to yourself, well, so how did these moms acquire this DDT? So where are moms getting this DDT if it ends up in their breast milk?
Well, a lot of it, I think, just has to be do with this global economy. So, you know, maybe the moms were eating foods from Guatemala, Indonesia, Asia. And in a lot of those countries, the restrictions on the use of pesticides is not as enforced as it is here in the U.S.
But I thought when I was doing some research on this, I found this even more alarming, that even though DDT was banned 30 years ago, and I remember this, it's still in the soil here in the U.S. And so a lot of our soil still has this residue of DDT. And I think that's kind of shocking.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think people realize that. And, you know, we know that DDT is only one toxin affecting our metabolism. And if we look around compared to, say, 100 years ago, we are really, you could say we're stewing in toxic soup.
Exactly. You know, for many people, these toxins are adding to the current obesity epidemic. And I think that's a new thought. If our liver and kidneys cannot get rid of the toxins, the toxin load kind of interferes with our metabolism.
And another thing that these toxins really affect that's a growing problem is thyroid function. We see it a lot.
Oh, we do. We see it every day. You know, toxins interfere with people's ability to burn fat, resulting in a slowed metabolism. You know, and think about this. When we drink Diet Pop, which we would never do,
no,
we're putting toxic load into our body, slowing our metabolism. And honestly, I have to say, recently I saw a client that was drinking 8 cans of Diet Mountain Dew a day. Lots of toxins going in. And a very slowed down metabolism from that.
Right. I believe it. It's amazing how many people can lose weight when they stop drinking Diet Pop.
Yep, and that's kind of the magic for a lot of people. They can lose 20, 30, 35 pounds just in a month by just stopping that Diet Pop.
Right. And, you know, I really believe that people have no idea how many chemicals they really are being exposed to in their foods.
In their foods, yes.
Yeah.
So that's why we invited our favorite organic farmer, Linda Noble, and she is from the Farm on Wheels. And she's going to kind of help us understand how many pesticides and hormones and toxins we're consuming in foods when it is not organic foods.
Right.
Kind of amazing, isn't it?
Right. So welcome, Linda. And I know Darlene has bought a lot of your meat, and I've eaten it because oftentimes she'll cook food and bring it to the office. And it's always excellent. It tastes great. And you have eggs. And she can get them from you spring, summer, fall, and winter at the St. Paul Farmer's Market.
In fact, you just came from the Farmer's Market today, didn't you?
I sure did.
Yeah. You know, Linda, I cooked one of your organic turkeys for Thanksgiving, and I really think, honestly, it was the best tasting turkey that I ever cooked, and I have used every part of that turkey in different soups. And so now, you and Mike didn't start out being organic farmers, did you?
No, we did not.
Well, how did you get to that point where, what did you start out as?
Well, we started out kind of as a traditional farm, and then we wanted to expand our operations. And so we decided that we would take our operation to a confinement level because you can control everything in confinement as
so
we thought.
Stop with that. What that, you know, we've got non-farmers listening to us today. What does that mean, a confinement level?
It means that you put all the animals in a building and you put them in a controlled setting and temperature, and you regulate their water and feed intake, and you minimize their space so you get really good rates of gain. And
so you never let them outside?
No, they never get to go outside.
Okay. And that is supposed to be more profitable, right?
Correct.
So that's how you got, so what happened from there?
Well, from there, we learned to deal with diseases and then changing the diseases and figuring out they would change and become resistant to the drugs we were using. So we were always trying to figure out which drug to use to put in the feed and water to make the animals healthy. So we saw our veterinarian an awful lot.
So, Linda, talk about that just a little bit more, because, you know, I think people don't realize that when animals are in a locked-in, very confined area, next to one another, crowding for space, that they get sick a lot, don't they?
They do.
And then what? So then what happens? You have to give them?
Well, you give them antibiotics.
Okay.
And then the antibiotics, you always have to be looking for the next antibiotic that you can use to make them healthy, because you don't want to lose them and have them die.
And then, Christina, we know, don't we, that the antibiotics get stuck in the residue of the meat, right?
Yeah, and then we get it when we eat them.
Yep.
And when you were, I mean, before that, you said you were doing more traditional and
right.
you weren't having to do
no,
all that.
No, we didn't see the vet.
No.
At all. We didn't, you know, we knew where he was, but we didn't know who he was.
Okay. So then also when you're feeding them antibiotics a lot and they get sick a lot, I would think that there would have to be some cleanup from all that.
Yes. So we would empty everything out and when it would go through a cycle. And so then we would take a chlorine bleach kind of product and sanitize the buildings. And so, and of course, with that, you get a lot of dioxins. And that's what happened to me is I ended up getting a lot of dioxin buildup in myself. And then pigs create hydrogen sulfide in their manure. So, and just breathing the air, I got hydrogen sulfide poisoning. And so I was in a lot of pain and I did not feel well. And I was getting to the point where I was having zero energy and I ended up getting a bad case of psoriasis and weeping sores.
So then did you visit your doctor? And then,
I did.
And what did he say?
Well, he treated me and I ended up having some surgeries and he gave me drugs and he wanted to put me on painkillers and I really didn't want to go on painkillers because I knew they weren't good for your liver and parts of your organs in your body. So I asked him how I could get rid of the pain and then he kind of said I was a hypochondriac and I needed to see a psychiatrist. So
Linda, were you handling a lot of the chemicals that you were using to clean up the barns and were you just?
Well, I was spraying, I would clean out the buildings, sweep everything out and clean it out. And then I would spray this chemical. You had to saturate everything. So, and of course you got the downfall on you and no one on the can at the time, it didn't say you had to wear a mask and rain jackets and stuff, which now it does do that on the can. So that, and I didn't realize at the time that women are much more susceptible to absorbing these toxins into our bodies and stuff than men were. Right. And so I shouldn't have been doing it.
And don't they have some new rulings now as far as women working in those environments?
Well, they try not to hire women in these environments because they know that they will become sick and they would have higher medical bills. Mm-hmm. And so they don't want that. So they tend to hire men more now.
Right.
Well, you know what? I think what we need to just kind of take a little break here, but before we start, I want to just share a study that was published in 2003 in the Obesity Review, found that pesticides and PBCs from industrial pollution are released from the fat cells when we lose weight. And when that happens, we can actually poison our metabolism, preventing us from losing additional weight. A slow, steady weight loss program is the most supportive for your metabolism. You know, these fast weight loss programs that promote, like, low calorie, or they often have, like liquid diets and things like that, they often interfere with long-term metabolic function. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. And if you have questions for us today, call us at 651-641-1071.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightandWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Christina Swiger, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with Dar Kavis, licensed nutritionist. And today we are really taking a closer look at why organic foods are better for you, and especially better for your metabolism.
You know, the science behind metabolism clearly shows us it is not simply calories in and calories out, but much more about the quality of foods that you're eating.
Right, and I think that's a big misconception out there. And it really is brain-bending information that we're talking about today and new thoughts probably for a lot of people. So, you know, if you have questions about some of these chemicals and you've heard the word dioxins thrown out there, please call us and get your questions answered, and we'd love to help you understand this better. And again, the number here is 651-641-1071.
And, you know, honestly, Christine, I don't understand all this.
Right.
It's a lot of information, and Linda's got a lot of information in her
right.
head. So Linda, kind of going back to this, you know, you didn't start out as an organic farmer, and then you started getting sick, and your animals were getting sick, and then you decided what?
Well, I decided that I didn't want to have the chemicals in my life anymore. And that they needed to be removed, and there was an organic farmer down the road who helped me on the road to eating organically, eating better, realizing what had happened to our food and our food system and how it had changed, and I didn't even realize it had. And so then I decided I didn't want to see the dioxins and the PCBs and the toxins that were all around my life and the farming that I was doing and how it affected my health and the pain and my health. And so we decided in 1988 to switch everything over to a grazing system on our farm, which in a grazing system, our animals got healthy. We didn't see the veterinarian and we didn't need to put things on the land for the grass. And so then we found out in 3 years' time that we could certify our farm as organic. So in 1994, we certified our farm organic. And our family before that was eating 100% organic because I needed to be eating nutrient-dense foods because I had a compromised immune system at that point.
Okay. Mm. So since 1988, you've been doing this.
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So how long have you been coming to the St. Paul Farmers Market?
Since 2000.
Since 2000, okay.
It's great.
Yeah, it is.
So now you raise only organic grass-fed animals. So why not feed the cows and chickens corn and soybeans? What's the benefit of this grass feeding?
Well, grass feeding produces less fat in the meat. And the fats that are there have the balance of omega-3s and omega-6s, fatty acids, which we all need in our diet. So it's not just fish you can get this. You can also get it through
right.
meats. But it's through the ruminant animals that you get the highest levels.
And really, a lot of people today aren't eating omega-3s at all.
No, they're not.
And it's because of how our animals are being raised. They're being fed the corn and soybeans.
You know, my brother, his in-laws are still farming, and they're still growing non-organic beef. And he relayed this story to me because he was just shocked when he visited their farm and he saw the vet come out and give a veal calf 11 shots, 11 vaccinations or 11 shots of something. And he was shocked because when we grew up and we raised veal calves, the vet never even visited the farm, let alone give them shots. So what is this all about?
Well, there's lots of things. There are many vaccinations. They vaccinate because the animals are heavily confined and are put together, and so they need to be vaccinated so they don't become ill. But the other things they also do is they inject them with like an insecticide so they don't get lice and mange. And then they also give them an injection of a growth hormone so they grow faster and put on fat faster.
I would guess perhaps that might even interfere with our metabolism if we're eating that kind of meat, wouldn't it?
Yes.
A growth hormone sounds like fat growth.
Right.
So you know what? We've got some questions here today. Good morning or good afternoon, Harry. You have a question for us. Thanks for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good afternoon. I really enjoy your show, and I've listened to it off and on for a couple years now.
Thank you very much.
Lately I've been doing a lot of educating of myself about toxins in our body and have learned that there are ways to detoxify your body because we do get them from all different directions these days, mm-hmm. including our food. And I'm wondering what you use for your patients besides maybe asking them not to eat toxins in their foods, ways that you might ask them to detoxify. Do you use any ionization like foot baths or anything of that nature, or don't you even go those directions with your practice?
We don't, because we practice basically just nutrition.
Okay.
And so I totally believe the first place that you start detoxing is by eating organic, you know, fruits, vegetables, and meat. and and fat. And when you start doing that and you do it day after day after day after day, your cells actually detox those chemicals out of your system. You know, now, certainly there's a few things that help support the liver, you know, like herbs that are like silymarin and some of those things that sometimes we use, but we really emphasize, you know, water, you know, filtered water, you know, and staying away from all the chemicals that would be in food. And it's just amazing how healthy people become.
Right. And really supporting the digestive system. So that way, when your body is getting rid of it, when you're eating the good foods, it goes out and doesn't get reabsorbed, too.
Okay. Would you be interested in knowing what I have found that helps detoxify the body?
Well, you know what, Harry, if you can hold for a little bit here, we have to actually take a little break, and we can come back to you. That sound okay?
I am on my cell phone, so maybe another time we can talk about that when it seems
maybe send us an email.
Applicable.
Yeah, maybe send us an email. Yep.
Thank you for calling. So, just to kind of, you know, I want to talk about another study that we found that those who release the most pesticides from their fat stores during weight loss had the slowest metabolism after weight loss. You know, perhaps that accounts for the high percentage of people who regain their weight quickly after bypass surgery, or from those people that have been on those low-calorie liquid diets. Toxins interfere with your body's ability to burn fat and calories. So questions today, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Christina Swiger, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, also a licensed nutritionist, and our special guest today, Linda Noble from Farm on Wheels, which is an organic farm that supplies organic grass-fed meat and eggs to the St. Paul Farmers Market. And today we are really looking at how toxins influence our metabolism. And at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we take a scientific approach to weight loss and metabolism. And we believe it's our task to really help you find the solution to your metabolism issues. And, you know, we understand that most people with a slow metabolism really aren't always overeating.
Usually they're not overeating.
No, they're not. Sometimes undereating.
Yes, undereating is right. And I think, let's follow up a little bit. Harry had some questions about detoxing. And I know, Christina, you said you had some opinions on that, too.
I do not really go for the whole fasting form of detoxing. I just think, you know, a lot of people that I see, I just don't think that always works. But, you know, we were talking about there are a lot of different ways to detox. But I think at the same time, you need to be feeding your body with good stuff to help support it through that process.
And that's what it comes right back to, eating healthy, good foods, doesn't it, Linda?
Absolutely.
Yep. And, I mean, you had a lot of toxins in your system from all the chemicals from, you know, cleaning up after the pigs.
Yep, absolutely. and you know, and so for me, you know, when I started, I had a neighbor that helped me through the process and getting me on the organic foods and eating the right foods. And just after a year and a half's time, that's about what it took me. My psoriasis disappeared. My pain disappeared. And my skin and my hair were shiny, you know, healthy, and I didn't need lip balms and lotions anymore. And so for me, it was just, it didn't happen overnight, but it happens.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
It takes time to heal.
Yeah, it does. So let's take a caller here. Let's see. Line 2, Jane. Hi. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Thank you for waiting all that time for us.
That's okay. Well, I'm kind of stubborn.
Good.
And I like to eat what I want to eat. But unfortunately, about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had surgery and radiation and all that. And it's gone. I mean, but it's gone. But I do have a lot of radiation damage. So
okay.
This, and I, in fact, I ended up in the hospital last week with a blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't, for someone that has a blockage, can eating the right food, can eating the right foods help?
Oh, I think it can. I think it can a lot, because if you're eating the, grass, you should be eating grass-fed organic meat for sure. And you should be eating organic vegetables and fruits and, certainly organics. I'm using a little bit of organic flax seed and all those things, and making sure that you're drinking plenty of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I see this happening day after day with my clients, is when the, and you have to be so focused on this way of eating.
And that's my problem.
People need help.
I have depression, too.
Well, you need support from great nutritionists.
Right. Uh-huh.
Christina or myself or Wendy or Cara, all of us, we understand this, and we understand the commitment that people have to make when they have a chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
And they need support. And they need ideas, and it gets boring eating this way, and then you have mm-hmm. to create new recipes, and
right.
I mean, Linda helps us with some of these new ideas too. So but it pays off,
right?
We see it day after day; it pays off.
Okay, yeah, because I sometimes can't leave home because I have to be by my bathroom.
Well, what? Maybe give us a call at our office. It's 651-699-3438.
Now, do you have a facility in Minnetonka?
Yes, we do. We certainly do. We have it on 394.
Okay.
It's our Wyzetta office. Yeah. Yes.
Well, my doctors don't seem to help me, so.
I see clients.
They don't really give me a diet. They say, eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Well, I ate raw cauliflower, and that's why I think I ended up.
Yes, and that doesn't make, yes, you probably need cooked food, yes.
Yeah, I don't think that mm-hmm. digested it, and
exactly.
I just got so sick. So, okay.
No, that makes sense.
Thank you so much.
You're okay. Welcome. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Great call.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, I'm not sure where. Should we take another call?
Sure. Looks like we got another one.
All right. So, let's see here. I think we'll just take Dave. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yeah, I had a question about, I believe there are certain toxins that your body can never get out of your bloodstream. And so it might seem kind of, I don't know, it's the wrong reason to do it, but it's one of the reasons that I give blood now, is to try and slowly decrease the concentrations of some of those toxins.
Boy, Dave, you are out of our league on that one, because I honestly...
If you'd like to make a call, please mm-hmm. hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Dave, I'm going to drop that call because I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I'm going to answer it on just here. I'm not aware of not being able to detox certain chemicals. Are you, Linda?
I'm not so familiar with that part. I'm more familiar with the fats and that part of it because, I think out of my league, I can't answer that.
So, it's something for us to look into, but
So I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to that the calling situation there, but so I want to invite everyone to join us at our holiday class called Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim During the Holidays, starting next week. Actually, on Wednesday, December 5th, we're offering classes both day and night at Nutritional Weight and Wellness offices in St. Paul, and in White Bear Lake, and in Wyzetta. And it's learn how to avoid those holiday eating pitfalls and stay healthy, not gain weight, keep your blood sugars balanced, start 2008 feeling great. And you can check our website, it's weightandwellness.com, or call us at 651-699-3438 for more information. And these are great classes. So we'll be back in a minute.
Does your nutrition knowledge come from the back of the cereal box? If it does, that may explain why you aren't getting the health results you seek. More people are struggling with metabolism, fatigue, pain, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer than ever before. If you haven't made the connection between what you eat and your health risks, it's time you do. Where do you start? With nutrition education that explains how to eat real, whole foods in balance for better health today and tomorrow. Nutritional Weight and Wellness teaches sound, research-based nutrition in a fun, interactive style. Want to balance your moods? Increase focus and energy? Attend Balanced Food for balanced moods. Seeking relief for achy joints and sore muscles? Try foods to reduce pain and inflammation. They have another popular class called Jumpstart Your Metabolism. Classes are offered in community ed programs throughout the metro area. Nutritional Weight and Wellness also teaches more in-depth classes and the signature Weight and Wellness series at their offices in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake. For more information, call 651-699-3438 or log on to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I am Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and Linda Noble, an organic farmer. And we are discussing why eating organic foods can increase your metabolism.
You know, I think the obesity epidemic is so strong these days. And so what we're doing is we're looking at all the different aspects of metabolism, and we're going to kind of keep focusing on this a little bit more through December and even into January. And just looking at the possibility of eating a better quality food might be the thing that changes your metabolism, and then you wouldn't have to struggle so much. And I think, you know, when you start putting this in your brain and think, gosh, if I ate a calf that grows into a steer that was fed corn and received a lot of hormones and antibiotics, it might just slow my metabolism. So, you know, I know for myself, that's one of the reasons that I chug down to the farmer's market either Saturday or Sunday and I get organic grass-fed meat from you. And also because it tastes so great. I mean, that's the other thing. And, you know, I'm going to do everything that I can so that I'm not going to get that toxic load into my system, whether it's for my metabolism or for whether it's for my brain to keep functioning better. So that's, I mean, you know, I don't want all these chemicals and pesticides in my meat. I want the stuff that I grew up on, and my dad didn't use those things either. So I think that's one of the reasons that I have such a healthy, great stamina at my age. I've lived on mostly organic foods most of my life.
Right. And I think people have to understand that they're slowing their metabolism because their liver is so busy detoxifying all these chemicals, and it doesn't have the time or perhaps really the ability to break down body fat. So the metabolism really starts to shut down.
Uh-huh. I agree. It's amazing. You know, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's kind of, it's information that people have a hard time grabbing a hold of, though.
Right.
We know it.
Right. And Linda, isn't there something in grass-fed animals that there's a high amount of that you can't find in other kind of animals?
It's a continuing linoleic acid. It's a CLA, which is the good cholesterol. And then that is something you only can find in 100% grass-fed, not. And if they're grain-fed at all, it reduces the amount of CLA drastically. So you want to make sure you're always looking for 100% grass-fed. And then also the vitamins are higher. It's lower in fats. And then the omega-3s are higher, as well as omega-6s, which are in balance, which we need for good brain function and keeping our spirits well.
I think a lot of people don't realize that if you eat like grass-fed beef, you know, it actually has omega-3 in it, doesn't it?
Correct.
Right. And it has a lot of this conjugated linoleic acid, which is the CLA, and that kind of helps us do what?
It will actually wake up our fat-burning mechanisms. Sounds pretty good.
I mean, actually, they've done research now, and they found that by having meat or taking a supplement of CLA, that it shrinks our fat cells.
Right.
And that's kind of recent research that was done in Wisconsin.
Right.
And they found that you could actually shrink your fat cells from like a quarter size down to a dime size. And then suddenly you had less insulin resistance, didn't you?
Right.
And it was easier to lose weight.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of like, And really, we're do every time we eat grass-fed beef or what else? What else has that in?
Well, any animal with four stomachs. So you got buffalo, beef.
I got chili
lamb.
In the crock pot right now from buffalo.
And lamb and goats. Those would be the ones that would have the four stomachs that,
so, right,
that we eat here traditionally in the United States,
right,
anyway.
Right, exactly. So then we are constantly putting in some good CLA into our system.
Right, and it will boost our metabolism. So really, many of our clients lose weight by simply changing to organic grass-fed animals.
So, Linda, I know that your meat is organic and grass-fed, and so are your eggs, right?
Yes.
So if I go to the farmer's market, are all the vendors having that kind of meat?
Well, this is something that is a hard question for me to say because, you know, I don't know their operations. And I think this is a responsibility as a consumer you need to take on to ask the questions and ask the questions. How do you raise these animals? How are they fed? And where are they raised? Are they in little tiny lots out on a pasture? Or do they just go out in a lot with a little bit of grass? Or are they getting their mainstay diet from this green grass? We call it green grass because we raise our animals on green pastures. And that, and so, and if you want to be concerned about organic, you should ask to see the organic certificate because we do have an organic certificate in our truck, and if people want to see it, we will show it.
Okay, okay. So I guess I have another question. I think, and a lot of people have this confusion too, is that, you know, if, so I have to really ask if I go to the farmer's market, what about if I go and just buy natural at the grocery store? You know, natural meat. I mean, that's what it says. Does that mean grass-fed?
No.
What does that mean?
It can mean whatever that you want it to think it means, because natural has no meaning.
Yeah. You see, there's a lot of foods now that have natural on it, but, you know, you really wonder. It's a, I think it's a marketing thing, because people are going to, oh, it says natural, so let's get it, but probably isn't a lot different than the stuff that's next to it that doesn't say.
What's the saying? Concept of free range. Everyone thinks of free range as being out on an open pasture in the sun and light breeze. But it also could mean free range in a closed building where they are packed in there and they can jump from layer to layer. They just aren't caged and never be able to step outside.
Okay. Interesting. You know, that's it's interesting to take a look at some of that and think about when you go shopping, because no wonder people are confused. I know what, you know, how do you know what to pick? You know, some of the things are marked natural, hormone-free.
Right.
Or antibiotic-free a lot of times. But it doesn't tell us how they were actually raised then.
Right.
But there are other things that also can mimic hormones too, even though it's hormone-free, like soy. Soy mimics hormones. And so, even though it's hormone-free, it will still act like our bodies will treat it like a hormone.
Okay.
Because that's what they're eating, are corn and soybeans.
Right.
Right. So we need to go to the farmers directly when we can ask them those questions, because we can't do it in the grocery store.
Yep.
Right?
So it's kind of neat for people to start to think that maybe if when you start eating better quality foods with less chemicals in it, that your metabolism and your energy is going to start picking up just by eating real foods. And it's not like you have to be on this low-calorie, starvation kind of diet to have an active metabolism. And that's what we're trying to kind of express today.
Right.
So, honestly, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, research has found that toxins such as antibiotics, hormones, pesticides in non-organic foods can also affect the major weight control hormones such as thyroid hormone, estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, insulin, growth hormone, and leptin. It is more than the amount of food that you're eating, the quantity of food. It is actually maybe the quality of food. And so if you have questions for us today, call us at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back.
Dishing Up Nutrition has listeners in San Francisco, Miami, International Falls, and Billings, Montana.
Whether you live in the Twin Cities or across the country, nutritional guidance is as close as your phone. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers phone consultations for people at a distance or too busy for office appointments. Would you like to increase your energy, lower cholesterol, or resolve digestive problems? Here's how phone consultations work. First, complete a health history. Next, discuss your health goals with a nutritionist. Then she creates an eating plan for your biochemistry and lifestyle. You make the time, and Nutritional Weight and Wellness provides the plan and support. Make the call from the privacy of your home or office and get nutrition expertise from the people you trust. For information, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438. Outside the Twin Cities, call 888-805-8954 toll free or go to weightandwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition today, and I really do encourage everyone to sign up for our holiday class, Eat, Drink, and Stay Slim. It is only $25, and I believe you will find it is the best present you can give yourself this Christmas season. And we just really want to thank Linda also for joining us today, and you can find Linda at Farm on Wheels at the St. Paul Farmers Market. And again, if you have questions today after we're done, always feel free to give us a call at our office at 651-699-3438 or check us out on our website at www.weightandwellness.com.
And we have a lot of callers, so let's just welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, Lee.
Yeah, hello, ladies.
Hi there.
Enjoying the show today.
Thank you very much.
I do have a question. It might kind of seem pretty obvious, but you know, when you're talking about eating organic grass-fed beef throughout the year, obviously, during our winter season, there's no grass.
That's right.
So what is the supplemental feed, since they're not supposed to be eating any grains? Or
That's
corn?
A great question.
Yes.
And we've got the answer. Linda.
Yes. Excellent.
We have a 20 by 20 walk-in freezer, and so we take our animals directly off pasture, and we process them and freeze the meat, so you can get grass-fed meat all winter long till spring comes.
All right.
And the animals that we keep over winter, we harvest the hay and pastures from the summer, and we put them in bales and store the feed, and we feed that to those animals during the winter.
Okay. Well, so, Linda,
spring.
You know, I can remember they used to use silage. You know, do you use silage?
No, we don't, because that will affect the animal's immune system, because it's not a balance that was meant for that animal to eat. We try to use the things that they would use in nature. Grass would dry in the winter, and they normally would eat that. So we round bale this dry hay, and that's what they're fed during the winter months. So it keeps the animal in a healthier condition.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that information.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we're going to take another caller. Tom, welcome. We lost Tom somehow. So I'm not quite, I didn't get Tom's question. I guess we can't take his calls. So.
Right.
Sorry about that, how that happened. But, you know, Linda, how would people find you? Because, you know, if they don't want, do you have a website or something or a phone number, or how would people want, if they wanted to order a bunch of meat from you?
Well, I do have a website. It's www.canon.net and /, and the little squiggle that's way up in the left-hand corner of the, I can never remember what it's called, and then it's Farm on WH. And then my phone number is 507-789-6679.
And say that slower.
507-789-6679. And then I'm every Saturday at the St. Paul Farmers Market from 9 a.m. till noon.
Every Saturday. Right. Through the winter, you're
yes.
there. And were there many people at the farmer's market today?
We were very busy today.
Okay. You know, it's and you have standing customers all the time, don't you?
Yes. They were standing in line today. They were dressed warmer today than last week.
Wow, I'm sure. So, you know, we just really want people to remember that grass-fed meat really can increase your metabolism. And in fact, you know, when you are getting quality protein in your diet, it is going to increase your metabolism by 70% for several hours after eating it.
So actually, for the best metabolism, you know, a few ounces of protein several times a day supports your metabolism the best. And that's, you know, it's a hard habit to get into. Right. But a little bit of protein, and a great way to do this is to make like a beef stew or look at like a chicken soup, or I had some great turkey soup this week, and then you just have a cup of soup different times during the day, and you kind of feed that metabolism and you keep it going.
Right.
And it works out great for you people.
Right. I think, you know, I always, well, first usually try and get people in the habit at least getting protein at every meal, because oftentimes people don't even eat protein till dinner. But then, you know, when people are the most successful, like you said, when they can really even get a little bit in at their snacks as well. So it's like all day long, they're getting little bits in to really support their metabolism and make it work all day long.
And so when you're looking at helping your metabolism work better, you want to keep feeding it a little bit of food all day long and a little bit of protein, some healthy fats, some good vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to do the starvation thing, because ultimately what you do is you slow down your metabolism permanently.
Right.
And that's kind of scary.
Yes.
So, Linda, thanks a lot for being here. Christina, rest your voice.
Yeah.
And remember, the magic within you is real food. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy. Bye.